Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody. For this evening's shiur, Parshat Vayigash, I'd like to explore what I think is a very interesting question, namely the question of whether it is permissible, perhaps even to be encouraged or even required, for a bezdin, and lav davka bezdin, can mean anybody, any posek, any moroh haroh, anybody who's in position to make a decision that has halakhic ramifications, perhaps others, should what we would call today extenuating circumstances be taken into account when that decision is made, or we say, no, yikov adina sahar, the job of the rav, the bezdin, whatever it is to, whatever the din is, that's what he has to say, and extenuating circumstances don't matter. Now, some of you off the bat might be thinking that we find sometimes the concept of shasat chak, which is applied in halacha, or we have sometimes, those who learned Yeridei, hefsid merubah, sometimes we'll pass in a certain way if there's a great financial loss involved, or makom choli, or chetich or eskaber, if you remember the Yeridei also, it's an expensive piece of meat or whatever. But those are a little different than what I want to look at tonight. Those are cases where we have, generally, where we have a machlokas. And in the usual circumstance, we'll paskin like Shita A, but because of certain extenuating circumstances, we will not accept Shita A, which we normally accept, but rather we'll rely on some other Shitas. We can find another, there's something, whatever, somebody else, even though we don't generally paskin like that, but the Malcolm Hesed, it's a great loss. So we'll rely on a different Shita, which is, again, not the mainstream Shita, not the regularly accepted Shita, but a different Shita. That's not exactly what I'm talking about tonight. I'll talk about tonight is a case where there actually may not really be another Shita. There is no other Shita to rely on. It's not like we're okay, we'll machlokes and we'll be summing on somebody else with another opinion, a minority view and so on. That's not the case. The case here is to what extent to extenuating circumstances could they possibly allow the not the circumvention of the halacha, at least pushing aside, perhaps looking the other way and so on. That's the question. So I wanted to state right at the outset that this shiur is based upon a shiur that I once heard from our Rav Asher Weiss, the Shlita, Rav Asher Weiss, the Yerushalayim, the famous, well-known posek in Mor HaRoh and Eretz Yisrael and Rosh Hashiva. He's not a stranger to the Tina community, Baruch Hashem. He's been here quite a number of times, given numerous shiurim. Has also written a svarim on topics in halacha that are very popular. To the best of my knowledge, I don't think this particular shiur is written up. I could be wrong. So I'm not familiar with everything that he's written. It's not in the regular Minchas Osher, but maybe he's written up someplace else. I don't know. But this is a shiur that I heard. So most of them are makomos that will present this evening. They're based upon that shiur. And again, his shiur was about executive leniency. You know, sometimes you can have a president, give a pardon. What's the story with these kinds of situations? Now, look, when a person gives a pardon, he's not saying the guy's not guilty. Okay, it's not a legal argument, but it's based on the extenuating circumstances. So how do we view extenuating circumstances in halacha? Extenuating circumstances can be social issues, humanitarian concerns, perhaps national issues, personal issues, and so on. Do we say that? What do we say? So the point of departure is in this morning's laning, Parshas Vayigash. Right, the Torah at the very beginning of the Seder records Yehuda's impassioned plea to Yosef. So yes, that's actually Yosef's brother that he's talking to. In the opening pasuk of the Seder, in the first source, paragraph 9, Dalet of Bereishis pasuk. So he got Shalom Yehuda. Omer bi Adonai daber na adcha daber bezmei Adonai vayichar chad amdecha kichamoch kifaro. Please, sir, please listen to me. I want to say something as Rashi explains in the second source there again, paragraph 9, Dalet pasuk Yuches. He comes to Devarai Ba'aznecho, says Rashi. May my words please penetrate your ears. And we would say by extension he wanted to penetrate his heart also. What is Yehuda doing here? Yehuda is not arguing on legal grounds. Yehuda basically is throwing himself, if you will, at the mercy of the court. And we know this because even though we sometimes tend to forget because it's a separate section. But just two psukim earlier, the end of Parshas Mikesh, I put it in source number 3, just two psukim earlier, it's the name Perek, Mandal. In Pasuk Tezayin, the very end of Parshas Mikesh, to the same Yehuda, Vayom Yehuda, this is after Binyamin is caught with the silver goblet in his knapsack, which of course planted there. Vayom Yehuda, Manomar Adonai, Man is Aber, Man is Tzadok. Right? I have no defense, there's no argument, there's no contravening the evidence, and so on and so forth. Elokim Motzah Savon Vadechi, Nen Avadim Vadonik, Amanachagam Hashem Tzadok, Yehuda acknowledges on a legal ground, nothing to say, there's no argument. So what's he doing here in our Sedeh? The same Yehuda. So what's Yehuda doing? As I said before, he's basically appealing for the mercy of the court. As the Psukim indicate in verse 4, again, the same paragraph, Rashi's Mandal, starting in Pasuk Lamed. He tries to tug at Yosef. Again, he doesn't know that it's Yosef. He tries to tug at his heartstrings. Right? Starting in Pasuk Lamed. I talk about Elad Chavi, Vahanar, and enemy Tano, the Nafshok, Shurban Asha. Poor old father, his soul is bound to the soul of this young man, Binyamin. He'll see he's not willing, he's going to die from this. Right? He will go to his grave in anguish and in grief. Right? Why? Yehuda says in Lamed Beis, I serve myself or volunteered myself to serve as a guarantor. And I said, I'm going to bring him back to you. And therefore, Lamed Gimel Yehuda begs, let me stay here. Instead, let the young man go back with his brothers. How can I possibly go before my father without this young man, Binyamin? Now we know this right after that, Yosef, breaks down and he reveals himself. But again, from the point of view of Yehuda's presentation, this is not a presentation on any legal ground. He has no legal ground. Okay, Binyamin was caught, and as the leader, Yosef has the right to punish him in whatever way he sees fit. Yehuda acknowledges that. Again, he acknowledges that at the end of Parshas Mikates. Now he's just saying, but there are extenuating circumstances, humanitarian pleas, so to speak. It's the old father. So very interesting. There's a parish on Chumash called the Akedah Yitzhak, or Yitzhak Arama, who was a Spanish, Talmud Chacham, a Spanish commentary in the 1400s in Spain, kind of the borderline Mishon and Achronim period. So he has sometimes called the Baal Akedah. He wrote a parish on a Chumash called the Akedah Yitzhak. And he writes it in source number 5, the Akedah Yitzhak is these parishes, Mikesh Vigash, Shar Lamin. Okay, and he discusses this presentation of Yehuda in the manner that I just explained. He says, Yehuda already acknowledged, what can we say? I've got nothing to say. There's no legal ground for any kind of argument. Okay? However, he says, nonetheless, the second line of Shamin, I'm asking you to forego the strict judgment in the case of this young man. He's guilty as charged, right? The Zelos Sholos Pinus, he has three arguments. He says, I'm not going to read the whole thing. In fact, he's going to quote sources both from the Gemara and primarily from Nach, which I spelled out in the subsequent sources here, so we don't have to read the whole Akedah Yitzhak. But very quick, he says, he says, even though he's chayav and so on, however, it's acceptable that you don't punish everybody the same way, even for the same crime. Sometimes the court views other considerations, and even if you have two people do the exact same crime, but the circumstances are very different. Okay, one could argue that there's a difference between somebody who's a multimillionaire and he has a major heist and robs millions of dollars, and a poor beggar who comes, has eaten in 3 days, he steals a piece of bread from the bakery. So you can look into those cases differently. That's point number one, and therefore he says, and not only that, but sometimes you have it's an older person, it's a younger person, and he says, a little kid does something, you're not going to punish. Oh, Ozokin or Adam Cholish, a weaker person, weaker constitutional person, has and so on. But I don't know, just the first two Gemara, that you're not going to give him the same lashes that you're going to give somebody else, because you can die from it, right? And the first two Gemara will be inside shortly. That's 6 lines down toward the Hashanah. Another time he has is in Yisuba of Me'anshom Nezek Gadol Ve'hetzot Atzum La'acherim Rabim Nisbadim Hashel Ochotu. Sometimes by punishing this guy, that's going to hurt many other people who did nothing wrong. Other people are going to suffer as a result of the punishment, so that's something to take it. For example, you're going to punish this guy, he's a person important in the community. The community is going to say he's the only doctor in the community, right? So now the community is not going to have a doctor, the people will die, and so on. Sometimes you have to, the Hadero, to Kabul Hamadina, and the Zakim Gidolim, Kilorim, so tomorrow, so, right? That's something sometimes to take into consideration. And thirdly, he lays it down, he says sometimes, The sentence itself is not as clear. He wants to argue here, and that's not so much our issue now. He wants to argue that, apparently, perhaps it wasn't on the books exactly what the punishment was to be for Binyamin. It was up to Yosef anyway, so you can take into certain things into account. So let's look at some again. I skipped over, and I don't know the reason why. You can look it up in that case. We have the sources here. The first source he refers to is the Gemara in Matthew, and the issue of giving out Malkus to somebody who deserves lashes. So the Torah tells him in Parshas Ki Seitan, the source number 6. The Varan Parakof Hei Pesukim Beis and Gimel, the famous Pesukim, V'hoyam Bina Kos HaRosha, the person did whatever the crime is that the lashes for. So if you show we call upon him kidei, we shall solve him his father. You have to give a certain number of masses. How many is that? And possibly, you know, arboim yakena lo yos, 40 and no more. Tanyosi v'akosa le'le makarava v'nikla achicha le'necha, he'll be more embarrassed, more humiliated in front of you. So the Mishnah Makos about Chav Beis and Aleph going over to Chav Beis and Beis. So 7 says, in this Mishnah, kama malkinos, so how many malkos? Arboim chaser achas. It's not exactly 40, but in fact it's 39. It's one less than 40. It's a number close to 40. It's not exactly 40, close to 40. Okay, however, the Gemara Darshan is not our issue right now. Then the Gemara submission says, the second line there, Ain omdin ofel makos uusli stalish. You have to assess how many makos can this person take after he doesn't deserve to die for this avera. So you have to figure out how the doctor, the medicine doctor, figures out how many makos he can take. And it always has to be a multiple of three, which Gemara again learns out from Psukim. Abdullah Kabar Abba Veloke Mitzad, if they said he can take 40, he gets less, and then it ends up, at the end they realize, no, he can take more, he's faster, okay, various different details. Rashi, there in Makos, in verse number 8, actually the last few lot of Makos, Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivan, starting from, I think, Zafi Tessan, but whatever it is, so this label is Rashi, but it's the Rivan, he says, he let it out from Sukkim, how you get it, it says, the Mispar Arboim, it doesn't say, Yakeno Arboim, the Mispar Elo, the Mispar Arboim. She explained how you figure out that it's 39. Okay, fine. It has to be divisible by 3. And once you've given that, and he's already had his design and president, then he's taught there for more, even though they figure out now he couldn't take it more. That's Rashi, Amaka stuff, Kofes and Beis, but Omdushen, Yokodachol, Kabo, Potter, the Kevin is Baz and the Bezin, the Loka Tzah, Sagalabaha. As long as he got some. If he got none, they can still change their assessment if the Malkus hadn't started yet. Once the Malkus started, he got it already. The Rambam passes like this in Hukkah Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph, source number 10. The Rambam says, Kepta Malkus, Amachur Malkus, Kefi Kocho. It depends upon the strength of the individual getting Malkus. Shenamar Kedei Vish Oso B'Mizpar. The Zeh Shenema Arboim, Shein Mosif An Arboim. It says 40, he can't give him more than 40. Afil Hoya Chazak Ubari Kishimshon. This guy's a big, strong guy. He could take 100 of them, and it wouldn't kill him. Nevertheless, the maximum is 40. Abba Posen Lecholash, which can give less than 40. Posen says Loyosi, you can't give more than 40. Okay, we understand it to be more than 39, but he can give less. Posen Lecholash. Okay, and therefore they assess, it's got to be divided by 3, as the Rambam says there, Halacha Beis. Kishon Nesachote, Kamo Yochol Lekabel, Enom Delamakos, Sarus Stalish, Amdush Yochol Lekabel Esrim. If the doctor says he can take 20, ain't only luck at 3 bachas. So don't go up to 21. So I go down to 18 and so on. Okay, and that's the halacha. So, that's different, Rav. My bachas might be different. But in any event, that's the Rambam. That's the halacha. So what do we see from here? So it says about Akedah in that piece, that sometimes there are other circumstances, even though the Torah says 39 malchus, right, 40, but it's 39, but some people are going to get less. We do take into account other circumstances, namely the person's physical strength. However, these are not really right because it's kind of built in as Darshan Sukkim. But there is another point he mentioned, that same Daf and Makas called Beis and Beis, source 11, the Skalkel, Bein Berei, Bein Bemein, because of the pain, the person in fact soiled himself, right? Either urinated or excreted and so on because of the pain and the nervousness or whatever. So that also, then he's potter from further Malkus. Rashi explains in source 12 again, the Rivan, the Chsiv, the Dirat and the Skalkel, the Chsiv and Nikla. The Pasuk says, the end of that Pasuk in Kisekha, says, the Nikla Achicha, he should be humiliated. Well, this person's been humiliated. Okay, if that's what happens to him in the front, Bari Nikla. And the Rambam brings that Lalocha as well in 13, Perek Yud Zayin, the Hukkah Sanhedrin, Lalocha Hey. He says, Misha Amdu, Shehitzke Lukos, Miskalka, Mikoch Haka, he swelled himself, Bein Berei, Bein Meiragayim, Ein Makinos Oyosu, Shenero Nikla Achicha, Leinecha, okay, Kevach Nikla Potter, and he already had his humiliation, his embarrassment. So again, we see that the embarrassment does not do exactly what the Torah says. It is taken into account, although again, it's all from Sukkim. But still, that's what the Baal HaKedah says. Sometimes, you know, you have to figure out who the person is that you're dealing with. Really, it's a little bit of a key. And to our question is sometimes the Bezin can look at something beyond exactly what it says in the rule book. But the other riots that the Baal HaKedah points to and analyzes, of course, there are several riots from Nach. From Navi, actually from the Nevi'im Rishonim, I printed it here in the order that they appear in the Baal HaKedah's parish, not the order of the Panach. So in Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel, we have the story of Yoav. Yoav ben Tzruya was the general of David HaMelech. This was after the thing where that was Avshalom and so on. So in Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel, it says in Potsdam Zion, by Yoshev Abner Chevron, It happens to be that Avner, another general, had killed the brother of Yoav, a gentleman by the name of Asael. So Yoav, in effect, tricked, came to peace to Avner. He called, Yoav called Avner over quietly to talk to him secretly. He killed him there by Omer Saddam Asael. He killed him on account of that. And when David heard about it, it was in Moshe 14, Vayishma David Achreichen, David heard about it. Anoki, I didn't do this, we may have never been there. And he was angry, and he basically cursed Yoav, right? Yoav was murdered. I mean, it was an act of murder, okay? Yoav had killed him, and David said, you cursed me, Yoav is over the Torah, their house and Yoav should suffer, they should have six people, and somebody didn't punish him. And so by Omer HaMelech, David was upset, a great man has been killed here. But he says, "Vanochay on Rachu Mashuach Melech Vanashim Leilah Bnei Tzuria Kashem Bimeni." These guys, these Bnei Tzuria, is the Yoav Ben Tzuria, his brother, and Avishai Ben Tzuria. These guys are too tough for me. I can't deal with them. Yishalei Hashem Lohos Haro Kiroso. That's later. Next week's after we'll get to that. But in the meanwhile, that's what Palakeda says. Even though Yoav was guilty of murder, Avraham Melech did not try him for murder. Okay, at this point, possibly. One could argue Melech is different, but this is one of the rides that the Balakeda brings. Even he felt maybe because Yoav was the general. That's what the Balakeda says. That he thinks the reason why he left Yoav alone is because Yoav, after all, was a major general and so on and so forth. And another case he points to is the case of Shimon ben Gera, Shmuel Beis.
Yoav was also his uncle.
He was his uncle, yeah. But anyway, maybe that takes into account, I don't know. But the Balakeda says, here was an example. Another example is the case of Shimon ben Gera. This is when David HaMelech was running away from this year, he's running away. He goes and curses David HaMelech and his father, he throws locks to David HaMelech and his man and son, and he calls him, stay in Zion, Ish HaDomin, you murdered, he was in the family of Shaul, he's jealous that David HaMelech took over the Meluch and so on, and he says, may God punish you and you should lose to your son Absalom and so on. So, Pasuk says, however, Avishai ben Tzruya HaMelech, Avishai ben Tzruya, how dare this guy? How dare this dead dog curse the king like that? Everyone of us here is so he go over there and chop his head off. Right? To the side of the king, you should kill him. And again, in Pasuk, no, let him say it, I'm not punishing him. And later on, of course, in Perek Yates, after David survived the Absalom revolution, Shmuel Beis Perek Yates, Pasuk Yates, the Abra Havar Bahavir came on a ferry and told Shimon ben Gera, Shimon Gera came and apologized and he begged, don't hold it against me, and so on. And again, Avishai ben Tzruya in Chav Beis says, so he said he's sorry? That's nice. He's sorry. Now that he realized he backed the wrong horse, okay, now he comes to him and he's sorry? Again, Avishai ben Tzruya, Hatachazos, lo yumas shimi ki kilel es Mashiach Hashem? He cursed the anointed king of God. Again, Chav Gimel, David, Mali, Lachem, and Eitzuya, and leave it alone. And Chav Dalet, by Omer Melech, El Shimi, Lo, Samulus, he swore, I'm not going to execute you, even though he could have. So again, now as Jackie pointed out, in next week's Achor, Parshas Vayechi, Achor, so he tells Shlomo, you take care of it. Okay, that's what he says. Remember what Yoav did. I asked him to make Melchama B'Shalom and so on. Losisa, because it's talking about the king, Melchama Perek Beis. Losisa, Kichach Masech, Velo Sorei, to save us of B'Shalom. Shaul, don't let him die in peace. And the same thing with Shin Ben Gera. Okay. So he gave that, like you were saying, he called his godfather instructions on his deathbed. But be that as it may, in both cases, at the time, David HaMelech did not do what the letter of law would have demanded, whatever the reason, and says the Malachim, you see, so there were other circumstances obviously at play. Another case, which he points to, is a case earlier in the career of David HaMelech, was really when Shaul was fighting against the Plishtim, and it was on a major battle, Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud-Dalet, in Source 18. Shaul HaMelech imposed an oath on the Tzibur that the day of that battle, nobody's to taste anything. Remember that? But he used to show me got home by Yoel Shola Somley Moore, first four hours, first is almost out. Or Isha Shayoka Lech on Arabic camp to a Bible of Psalm Kolam Lech. They all, even though there was honey, honeycombs there, none of them ate anything, okay, because they were afraid of the Shlua Bat and the Pasuk of Zion. The Yonasan, Lo Shoma Abash Be'Avidasan, Yonasan was aware of the Shlua, and he came and he saw the Arazlash, the honeycombs, and he ate the honey. And somebody said to him, your father said, curse them. Curse them means you can put them dead. Okay, that's understood. There was someone allowed to eat today, and that's why we're all hot, tired and so on. And later on, Shaul meets Yonasan and Pasuk Mengimel, Sagigli Masisa. I did taste something. And Shaul felt that he had to, you know, his own son, but he had the laws of the law. And he says, and Yonasan himself said, Hini Niyamus. And Shaul says in Mendal, and then you have in Pasuk Men, hey, the Pasuk that those who say Yitin Lecha comes up, right? By Omer, Omer, Shaul, I Yonasan, Yomus, Asher, Osai, Yeshua, Dola, Zos, Yisrael, Chalila, Chai, Hashem, Yivok, Yifom, Yisar, Yisrael, Shaar, Tzor, Kino, Lekima, Yisrael, 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 even though the letter of the law, but there were extenuating circumstances, he didn't know, and they saved the people in the battle and so on, there were extenuating circumstances, and they, even though Shaul in the original oath did not make any exception. Once again, says the Malakeda, here you see the extenuating circumstances are taken into account. One other story, the Malakeda points to the Shmuel Bey's Parakia Dalad, source 19, of Omar Isha HaTekoa, is a wise woman from the city of Tekoa. Tekoa is, if you know, north of Ephrat. If you're going from Yerushalayim to Ephrat, you make that left to go on the main engine of Ephrat. There's a sign, Tekoa is another, whatever, 10 kilometers further up there. Okay, further to the east. But anyway, so the woman from Tekoa came and told David a fascinating story. It was a setup. It was a ruse. It wasn't a real story. But whatever it is, she tells a story. I'm an Isha Almana. This is a small base parakeet dalad, starting from dalad. She says, the king says, Malam, no, I'll go Isha Almana on me. My husband died. And the pasuk vavol, Shivchosa Shnei Vani, Vainatu Shnei Batrade. I have two sons. They got into a fight out in the field. And Vayaku Echad Esechabam, one killed the other. So they weren't kind of evil. It was a similar story, right? And now the rest of the family is saying the brother's a murderer. We have to execute him. He's a murderer. It's a tzach. Okay, on purpose. So she said, you're going to kill him. I have nothing left. My husband's gone. My first son is dead. My mother's going to be dead. So I have nothing left. She steals the king. The governor of Melech ultimately, again, against Halacha, so taking into account the extenuated circumstances, this poor widow now having nobody to care for her, nobody to live with her. So he said, I will see to it that nothing happens. You're looking for a secret Aleph. He's not going to be tried as a murderer. So again, says the Malakeda again. What do you see from here? Extenuating circumstances. And a widow, which you know, to take care of her, even though the law required one thing. So these are some of the cases the Malakeda brings up. However, Okay, good. I don't know. But these are the ones, okay, interesting. That's a nether, maybe different. But anyway, be that as it may, I think it's a little hard. Russia, like I said, is, you know, also. And it's a little hard to bring writers some stories in Navi. Because these are narratives. We don't know all the circumstances of the case. We don't know what motivated. And again, because these passages in Navi are not written as guidelines for halachic decisions. They're narratives. We learn. I'm not taking away in any way about the importance of it. Come on. But to say that we can learn from a story in Navi when we don't even know all the Tanakh does not record the conversations, who said what, back and forth. We don't know. The details missing. So it's a little bit difficult to render a decision.
Solomon saw right at Barasadeh, but to go before Yosef, which the Jews didn't know that.
It was Yosef. That's true, even the case of Yosef. But still, certainly the Raya's from Navi, again, since you don't know the fact. So I want to look at some other sources. There is a tshuva from the Rashba, source number 20, Chela case and Reish Lamachet. An interesting case, obviously some problem in the community, but again, part of the problem with deriving the case is not spelled out exactly what the circumstances were. They don't know exactly what the Shaila was. The Rashba, they didn't write the text that we have, the tshuva's Rashba. Doesn't spell out exactly what the question was. Some communal issue, okay, and they wanted to know if they could look the other way about certain things had to do with the community and dealing with certain people in the community. But he refers to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, okay, which we'll see inside in a second. Well, he says what's important for us, in the sixth line there, the end of the line, it says, Ki I efshar linhav b'chol ha'anashim b'midacha. You can't always rule the same way with every person. That we do see. Again, it's hard to bring a riot in the Shashbuk. We don't know what the case was exactly. But he does make that important line. And he brings the line. He brings the line. Zacharna in the David Adonenu. Asher nag l'halim eno miyoav v'shimi. He looked the other way in the case of both Yoav and Shimi. Apophish ha'open eimavit. Okay, and so on, right? He says, sometimes the line is too late. Look at this. V'ha'alamas ayin min ha'over le'itin mitzvah. To turn the other way when somebody does something wrong is sometimes a mitzvah. That's a strong statement. But that's what the Rashbam says. Again, we don't know the case. But he says sometimes turning the other way is the smarter move. You have to look at each case what the... And that's what he says. In this case, you know, I'll avoid machlokas. Later on, he quotes another Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we'll see. Okay? And therefore, he says, may few lines before the end, yeah, to see, Shetafatem, Elashon Raka, Pam Mushtaim, try and solve the problem. Again, we don't know exactly what the problem is, but try and solve the problem in a quiet way, in a calm way, not in a fierce, legal way, and so on, and maybe that will work, unless there's no other choice. And he says, in the end, you have to talk to the Chachamim. So that's the Rashbam. But I just like to look at the Gemaras that he quotes, because that will be instructive. Again, we don't know the exact case he was talking about, and surely the Gemaras are interesting nonetheless. So the source 21 is Warna Hodazara, Tartes Anna, Toshma. Apparently, it was the practice of the people, the family of Rebbe, they would send a fattened up animal to the governor, to the leaders, the Roman leaders, as Rashi says, 22, Makrivin Max the Dorum amount, some kind of a tax, a tribute, to the king. And it was done on the day of the holiday. Rebbe wasn't happy with this practice. Okay, the Chiser, Dalit Rivon, he spent it 40,000, whatever, ducats or whatever, lira or zoos, whatever it was. Not to give it on the day of the holiday. Looks like it's a holiday gift, right? The pagan holiday. So do it the next day. And later on, he said, they didn't give an animal, but it was already slaughtered. And then he kept bribing. These were bribes. He gave money, bribes, threw away with his entire practice altogether. And the Gemara concludes, again, the sugya there is about selling an animal to a non-Jew because he might worship it, whatever the details are. But the point is that Rebbe did this slowly. Look at the last words of that source 21 again. Abu Lazar says, "I know the Akher Ba'asi Purta Purta." Rebbe continued the practice. He was opposed to what they were doing, but he understood you can't just stop, right? Because it'll lead to bigger problems. So we won't give it today. We'll give it to you tomorrow, and then eventually we won't give you the slaughtered animal, a live animal. You the slaughtered animal. He changed things gradually. The point that the Rashbam, I think, is bringing out and bring up this Gemara that sometimes even though the din would be X. You have to know the circumstances. Sometimes it's better to do things more slowly, case by case, moment by moment. Let the ease into things. That's one Gemara. He quotes the other Gemara is the Gemara about Sanhedrin. Daf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. 23. V'tanya. Arboim Shana Kodem Chorban Abayis Gosu Sanhedrin Yashon Tachadus. 40 years before the Chorban. Now we have to know the Jewish history. 40 years before the Chorban was a very, very bad period for the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. Not just because of the Chorban, but this was after the reign of Herod. This is the time when Christianity is starting, right? This is the first century CE. There's many splinter groups, of which Christianity was only one. Those were probably the Essenes and other groups. There was very poor Jewish control. And it was a messy thing. The Romans were in charge, very, very bad situation.
Right? The Romans were in charge.
The Romans were in charge, very bad time. So the point was that the Sanhedrin, 40 years before the Korban, moved themselves out of Lishkas HaGadid, the Yashola B'Chanus. They moved to a place called Chanus. Rashi says, "The Hedim and Avah 24, Makom Hay Yerushalayim, the Chanus." That's another neighborhood in Yerushalayim. Maybe there were stores there. I don't know. A mall. I don't know. But then they moved to another place. Okay. And what's the idea? So the Gemara concludes, "So Donu Dinin Afashos," and they stopped being done Dinin Afashos. Okay. They stopped being done Dinin Afashos. First, the Gemara thought about they stopped being Dinin Knossos. Also, there's not Dinin Knossos. What's Dinin Afashos? The Rashi explains on top of the next page, Ela Dinin Nefashos, it's against Sanhedrin Nevala, She'ein Dinin Nefashos B'chol Mokum, Ela Ba'ot Sanhedrin Oheges Talishkas HaGozit. Rashi quotes the Drasha that the death penalty, Dinin Nefashos, can be imposed, capital punishment, can be carried out by a Bezin only when the Sanhedrin sits in its chambers, in the official chambers in the Lishkas HaGozit. So the quote, V'kamta V'alisa Ela Mokum, that's the Sukkah printed there in Shoftim, Berak Zion, right, the Chumash Shoftim, the Chumash Pasha Shoftim, Zohar and Berak Zion. The famous pasuk, "Keep following the Torah, etc." The count of Elias Salam, "Makom Hashiv Chayim," And again, of course, it's good. So the halacha is that the makom is goreh. That's what Rashi says there. The makom goreh. And look at the last words of that Rashi. The chevan, the chazul, the nefishe rotchem, halacha speaking, lodu, amdu, megoreh, b'sham. Bezin intentionally left the lishas because so not to be able to carry out capital punishment. Because there were so many murderers and so many, murderers running rampant, so much crime of that type, violent crime. They didn't want, there were too many cases, and therefore they moved away. In fact, they recused themselves from being able to die. Being the first, they went to a different place. Okay? That's what Rashi there says. Rashi, the Gemara didn't say that. Rashi didn't make it up. It's the Gemara in elsewhere. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that Ches, Ches and Beis, Mem Shana Adzal Karma Beis, Golsos and Herbes from the Chanos, Lamai Hilfesa, they didn't do the Knossos. And again, there Rashi also said in 27, Chanos is Bachel Baharabai, so the place near the Harabai is fine. Zimei Knossos, Rashi just explains, are fine. Like for Onus and Mafate, you get the fine. And Eved, they get the fine. And that they allowed. That they still continue to do, but not Dinah Fashas. The Gemara concludes in 28, that saying, Dachon of the Gemara, Ches on the base, or of Nachman Ritha, will obtain a Dinah Knossos, El Shalom Dona Dinah Fashas. My time is, so the Gemara says, Cave of the Chaz, and the people of the Lo Yachli Lemedon. They couldn't carry out the law properly. So therefore, Amru Mutav Nigli Nemakol Nemakom Kihechad. Well, the Chayvah, we should leave, so they won't be able to. They won't have to deal with the issue. Okay, as Rashi explains there again, a Chesam with Beis and Avodah Zarah. Kihechad the Chayvah. Rotskim Katala. So we won't. Nobody will be assigned a death penalty because we can't carry that anyway. And Rashi says, and don't think. Well, now, what do you mean? I thought a Sanhedrin in the town can do that. What's it got to do with the Sanhedrin? Yerushalayim, business 23 in the local town. Says, no, because they can't carry it out other than when the Sanhedrin is in its proper place. That's what Rashi says. I'm welcome, Gorim, and so on. Fine. Okay? Now, Tosus points out, Tosus there, but Zar Chesem Bey, do ask for Ella, points out that, you know, there's a Gemara in Ksubis, which we'll see in a second, that says, Mishachara Beit HaMikdash. Once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, they no longer did the Dalab Mises, Arba Mises Bezdin. The Tosus was already destroyed. This is 40 years before. Why does the Gemara and then the Ksuba say it was when the basement was destroyed? So also says the Yeshua the Kol Makom Shiro and Sorach Shah Hayu Chosin El Alishka V'Danan Shah. Sometimes they did go back, temporary, they went back and so on and so forth. Sometimes they did go back. The next post is Malan Shemakom Gorim talks about Yerushalayim and Harbayis. Okay, we won't go into that now. Now it's interesting. The Tosus Harosh there in the original Sugin Tanhedrin that we saw in Malach with Aleph, Yom Masad Yochum and Zakai, he says. But not for murder cases. That they never went back. That's the sheet of the Tosaf Rosh. They never went back for murder cases. Okay? And that's actually a machlokas, because in the Sugi and Ksubas, which Tosaf Rosh referred to, which I printed in 32, Ksubas Lamed Al Alam, Kanon Al Beis, Ksubas Lamed Al Alam, Kanon Al Beis, Yom Shechor Beis Hamikdash, Abba Shabbat, Abba Shabbat, Abba Mises, Lo Batlo, okay, the Abba Mises were not Batlo, were not Batlo, the Gemara explains that the Beis Din Arba Mitzvah Batlah. Some of you have heard this before. The guy who deserved the death penalty, because Baruch Hu saw to it, for example, he deserved Skeeli, he would fall off the roof because the Skeeli pushed the guy off the, you know, the pedestal there, or a Sreifa, so he would be burnt, right? Because Baruch Hu would see that he got different punishment. But anyway, that's the Sugya in Ksubas. So there, Atosis in Ksubas, Laman of Al, Dilas, Yom Shechorav, he says, why? Saint Kasha, I thought it was 40 years before, not Mishachorav. He says they would sometimes go back, but he says Mishum Dinah Nefashos also the Ritzicha Lo Yechozim La'olam. So they would never come back to Ritzicha case. What do we see from all this? So it seems, and maybe this is what the Rosh Hashanah is referring to, that under certain circumstances, again, Bezdin would not. They would find a way not to be able to, even though there's a mitzvah, Bezdin has a mitzvah to carry out the Arba Mises Bezdin and so on. But because of the circumstances there were so many rotchim, and they felt they couldn't do it properly, they didn't do it. And again, that's an extenuating circumstance. Now, the truth is, it could be, by the way, that they were afraid. You know, we know of cases when sometimes, if it's a organized crime, they bump off the judge. You know, so the judge just didn't want to put their lives at risk. Or maybe they were afraid who's going to want to testify against these ruffians. Who's going to be afraid to come to the courtroom and so on. There may have been other halakhic circumstances. Nonetheless, this Gemara looks at least a little bit like it could be a source that sometimes you have to take into account the bigger picture as to what's going on. Another point that Rashi Weiss referred to is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, another Gemara. That was in Rashi Weiss. Rashi Weiss quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rav Yud Chesman, it's actually a Mishnah. Hamelech lo don v'lo don an oso. Lo meir v'lo meir oso. A king You don't judge, you can't pass judgment against the king, and the king can't serve as a judge either. And the Gemara there explains why it was. It's Maaseh Shehayah. Yud Tesem and Aleph Sanhedrin, or Yud Tesem and Beis, source 36. It's only talking about Maaseh Yisrael, Maaseh Beis David. You could, but not Maaseh Beis Yisrael. Why? Because the story of Yanai Malka, King Yanai, was a descendant of the Chashmonaim, who just finished Hanukkah, right? A couple generations later, there's a guy named Yanai, or Alexander Yanai was called. Yanai was a descendant of the family of the Chashmonaim. So Aleph the Yanai Malka, Kotal Nasha, the Yud Tesem and Aleph. A servant of Yanai Melech killed somebody. And Yanai is the owner of the servant, so he has to come to court. So the judge, the chief rabbi at that time, the chief judge was Shimon ben Shetach at that time. Shimon ben Shetach called the other Chachamim, let's judge him. Tanu enen et enechem bo v'nadunu. You know, the Torah says you have to judge, so let's judge him. So they sent him a summons, Sholcholei Abducha Kakol Nafsho, your servant. So he comes in and so on and so forth. Okay, you have to come, and the Vahuad Bavol, it says in song, Yavah Bavashor, Yaman Ashor, right? Like the first ox of sandwich. So after the Yosef, so Yanai came and he sat down in the courtroom. Amalei Shum and Shemlich on their line, Yanai HaMelech HaMoro Raglecha. Get up. There's going to be no VIP treatment here. Okay, you're on trial, you're going to stand like everybody else. The Ram Dushnei HaMashim, you have to stand up. And, huh? Yeah, he was. Yeah, but he talked to him tough. Later on, that's who finally won brachas, right, with the mention. But anyway, he says, how's him to stand up? And he says, you know, you're not just standing in front of me, you're standing in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu and so on. And now it was a tough time. So, well, I'm not listening to you. What do the other judges say? He turned to the other judges, and they were scared. The Gemara says, Kol Shu Pnei and Bekarka. They look down, right? As Rashi says, Rashi says, and so had your testament base, 38, show your enemy, Manu. They were afraid of him. That was the king. You know, I mean, he came into the courtroom with his soldiers. I still remember, it was intimidating. Remember they had the trials years ago for the Iran-Contra deal. So there was the guy was Colonel Oliver North. That was on trial. He always came in his uniform. Remember all the people? He came into the courtroom wearing his full uniform. It was intimidating. You know, he's not coming in a regular suit. He's wearing all the medals and all the badges and stripes and whatever else. And the Yana medals didn't work. And Shimon Shetach got furious with the other judges. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was punished. They all dropped dead. Anyway, after that, they made a takana. We ended up going on 36. But also, Shah Amru Melech Lodan Lodan also. Okay, too difficult. Too much trouble. And the Miri explains there in Sanhedrin Chesem and Aleph, source 39, he says, because Eino Zichna L'Divrei Torah, they don't respect the Torah, and they're not going to listen. And Gorim Takala, the loss will be greater. You know, people are going to die. The loss, the cost benefit analysis of carrying out the penalty, the proper din, it's no good here. Okay, therefore you can't do it. You can't judge. You can't be a judge, and so on and so forth. And that's how the Rambam passes halacha in 40. Hilchos Sanhedrin paraphrase halacha. Hey, Malchay Beis David is one thing. Avo Malchay Yisrael ain donim vein donim osam lefi she'ein nichnoim ledivrei Torah shema tavol and takola. A bigger disaster will happen. And Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam explains even more clearly. Parak Gimel of Hilchos Malachim halacha Zion. He takes it a step further and he says Karbi Arnu Shemalchay Beis David donosan yes. There'll be an overall loss to the religious stature of the people. So again, what do you see from here? That the Bezdin, even though the law is, Chacham understood that under certain circumstances we have to figure out ways not to carry out the exact thing. Now, in a related case, there's a following discussion, then we'll see some tshuvas about it. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Ayin Beis of an Aleph. Gemara has a situation, Ki Yava Nicha Nafshei the Rebbe. When Rebbe was dying, the more famous Gemara, Ashkata, the Rebbe's name of Ksuba. So there's also a different Gemara, the end of Kiddushin, Ayin Beis of an Aleph. When Rebbe was dying, Ki Yava Nicha Nafshei the Rebbe, Rashi says there in 43, Nizrika Nevuah B'Pumehi. So it's about certain prophetic remarks only a Navi would be able to, someone on Ruach HaKodesh could be able to say. And he started saying certain things that were going on in certain towns, in Bavel, even in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi. This certain town, the people are there all Amon. And over here, the people are a lot of Mamzerim in that town, revealing certain secrets. Anyway, in this town, wife swapping. He was giving all this, basically all this dirt about different places. Anyway, one of the things he said was there was a certain city where there was a kind of storm and the waters overflowed. There were many fish, and people went out, and a certain person went out. He fished on Shabbos against Halacha. So here's what it says: Rosa Vitzino baby Shabbat left on 42. The Shamtino of Achav Rabbi Yosef Ishtamud. Achav Rabbi put this guy in Cheren for violating on Shabbos. Ishtamud, and then he left Judaism. He became his Mishmad, and he went Ishtamud the Rashi. He went to the Mishmad. So based on this, is a fascinating question that was asked at Trumas Hadesha 44. Trumas Hadesha Psakim Uksav Nefchelik Beis Trumas Hadesha Simon Kof Lamed Chet. He starts off by saying, let me ask him a question. He says, I don't want to go to battle. I don't have my battle equipment. He didn't have his farm with him. And my farm, I don't know exactly the circle, my farm in a different town. Anyway, he talks about what the case is. And apparently he says, in a certain case, the matter is something, okay? Otherwise, there'll be a bigger takala. What was the issue? The issue is it's also somebody, there was some woman who was afraid that they wanted to put her to Cherem, but she said if they do this, so she's going to leave Judaism altogether. And that's it, she's out. She's out of the religion. So you have to take that into account. So he says, he wanted to say that we should, he said, I don't think that's correct. And he brings the raya from the store of Rino Kadosh. Right, this guy, he says, he's more empiric on those things. It's not, it's a Yuchsin Kedushin. Rabbeinu Kadosh said, you did a guy who was put in Cherem, he was smart. Say, smart, that's just too bad. Right, you don't take that into account. Okay? And he said in the last couple of lines, Elashmina, da filo in near the Chacham, Shmishay, Menad, Rachin, Madu, Ubshukach, Yetzel, Tarbus, Ra. Here's the case, you're going to punish this person. He says, the heck with this Judaism, I'll leave. So says the truth of that doesn't matter. He says, you don't take that into account. There is a different approach. It's what Hadeshah brings this riot from the Gemara Kedushin. That doesn't matter the extenuating circumstances. I don't want to hear that the guy's going to go into Shmad. Too bad, right? It doesn't matter if he goes into Shmad. That's his problem, not mine. And that's the language from Hadeshah. And that is brought by the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Cherem, Hilchos Nidav Cherem, Yoredeya. Never mind, it's not an extenuating circumstance that we take into account in halacha. However, the Taz disagrees. There are more quotes in the Trumas Hadesha halacha, but the Taz in the Quran all disagree. Kamili had no Trumas. I don't think it's right at all. Heich mechashel Yisra shows them in the other day Tarbus Ra. What's the point of Cherem? Inspired person in the Trumas. That's one person I'm going to leave altogether. What have you accomplished? He says, he quotes this from a tradition, and he says that the raya from the Gemara over there was very, is not correct. The Gemara was just trying to show, they weren't trying to say la halacha, they're just trying to show that Rebbe knew what he was talking about, because he even knew what was going on in Bava. It's a local issue. He says, no raya from that case, and therefore his opinion is, as it has, we shouldn't put the person to Cherem, we're going to lose them altogether. Okay, it's a long time, there's no time to read it. But I'll mention that we don't have it on the paper because it's not on the computer, but the Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach, wrote a critique of the Taz called the Nekudas HaKesef. It says, Torah Zohar, not the law, in Nekudas HaKesef. Taz and Torah Zohar, it's a play on words, it's not spelled the same way. But anyway, Taz is so he called the Nekudas HaKesef, and the Nekudas HaKesef, what do you mean? So then every person, whoever is subject to any punishment, will say, well, if you punish me, I'll go Shmat, I'll leave this. It's done away with the whole system. Right? So you see the tension here, the Shabbat is in one way. He said, no, you have to take into account this extended service of the Shachar, you can't do that. The Pesachei Tshuva, quotes the Kuzak HaKadosh, the answer to the Shulam HaDalas, the Kuzak HaKadosh, 47, Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes the Rashbat, the Rashbat, who holds back to the Kuzak HaKadosh, and the Chavos Yor, and Shulat Yavitz, many others, and he says at the end, though, look at the last line of 47, when we call Mokom, Tzorech Lamani Gador, Lios Mosom, the Dvarim Ka'ela, Lefisha Ein Kol HaAnashim Shovim, the local Avero Shavos, you call my little Shem Shemayim. You have to look at each case. You can't, sort of like a compromise. The truth is, the Shulchan Ramah says later in that same Sim and Shem Lanadal near Zayat, Memchet, sometimes you shouldn't criticize another Avera because, Sheesh Lachos, you own the Agul Fenim Avera, God will beat you up, he'll cause trouble, for the community or whatever. The person scorned or a person insulted. Could cause the community tremendous damage. So the Ramos, you have to look into that. It has over there in St. Simon Shalom Ras, the Court of Chav Gimel. he says sometimes it'll make even worse, you know, and prevent them doing tshuva, especially nowadays and so on. That could be different. We're talking about cherem, but nonetheless, it's an interesting machlokas. Another interesting case with halacha is the sugi nivamos. You know, there is a sugi nivamos. Membeis on alcohol, membeis on beis, something called sugi of muberes and menekes chaveiro. Now the Gemara says basically, the Gemara says in 50, lo yisa adam muberes chaveiro menekes chaveiro. You're not supposed to marry a woman, okay, when she is nursing. When she's nursing a baby, okay, from somebody else. In other words, she has her first husband. That's not a question we know for the first husband. It's not a question of the suffix who the father is, even we know. Or if she's nursing the baby from the first, they're not supposed to marry. More verse says the chosar Rashi explains the Lamas Mabez Manala, Shemachu Bashashashashashashashash. He won't be as careful with her. It's not his baby. It's not on purpose to want to hurt the baby, but it's not his baby. He won't be as careful with her physically and so on. And, furthermore, when she's nursing, so at least in those days, nutrition was different, so a woman became pregnant, so she wouldn't necessarily be able to produce milk the same way at that time while she's pregnant today. I think it's probably not such a concern. I don't know. There's a different kind of nutrition, but we're afraid that, we're afraid about the well-being of the child in effect. There is a din, and the Rambam passing the halacha, Hilchos Geirushin, Paragilav, halacha, top 8, 3, Rambam passing the Chengoz of Nachon, Shaloisa Odom Uberes Chavero, Menekes Chavero, Afo Pisha Zeri Adulamiyu, and that's the halacha. And how long? The next one round of halacha chavav there. 24 months. Fine. And that's the shulchan aruch. Also, Hilchos Ishus and Ebenezer, Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. Okay. Gazu Chacham Shloisa Adam and so on. Menachas Chaver 24 months and so on. So in the Chumash of the Mahari Mintz, in the Taz, that I long Taz before, in Shimon HaMadalat, I quoted this Mahari Mintz, Yehuda Mintz, also in the 49th of Italy, Mahari Mintz, in his Chumash, he was asked the following situation. Apparently you had a situation there with...
My son, I'm on different...
That's Jackie, yeah.
Mahari Mintz, you know? Yeah. I looked over.
Okay. So Yehuda Mintz, the Mahari Mintz, and Simon Hay in his Chumash.
I gave him something that I didn't know it was there.
Okay, now we know. So the Tshuvah is in the 1400s, again, borderline with Shaman Achonim. So he had the case. Why he allowed, you have the name here. The Eza Tami Tartler Mordechai Popelstar, Popelstun, the guy's name. Lisa Isham in Ekes in Vlada Tol Chamishon Chados and Elsa Abdul Vladim on the Chay. He allowed a man against his Gemara, the Din, the Rambam, I mean, before the Shulchan. But it's in the Gemara, no argument about it. And he allowed someone to marry a woman, even though it was only 5 months when she was nursing a baby. And what was the case? He explains the whole thing, it's a long tshuva, but he explains that this time, Rabu Aleinu preached the Hador. There were many women who at that time were sleeping around and so on and so forth. And not only that, but they had places that were people lying on the streets. Maskiyos went back in Rechav Oseinu and so on. They ain't Maskiyos, he had a preaching Tokho Aleinu. And they think it's like almost a mitzvah to have the women and so on. So what was the issue here? Okay, this woman had this baby, the first husband, I got a daughter or whatever, and she's with this baby. So there were other men around who wanted to make her available for sexual intimacy, obviously in the wrong way. It's just Leos Mufkaris Lakol. Okay, and this man was came at that, was willing to marry her, and in effect would save her from being Mufkaris Lakol. She's now married to this guy, and that would solve the problem. Okay, on the other hand, now we have a din. But it's not 24 months yet. So the case of Marimitz is an exact case of ours. On the one hand, the halacha is the halacha. 24 months is not 10 months and 10 months. No question. On the other hand, the Marimitz is done that here you're saving this woman from and other people from various different affairs. And he says that towards the end, we're also the first paragraph, Marimitz says, yes, I have to stay in the first place. So let's say Tarbus Ra, then they're both. They'll marry her anyway. She'll go out with Tarbus Ra, bad behavior and so on. And therefore, Amarasi Lahasim and Nekes Chavero. I not there, this man, to marry Nekes Chavero. And he brings a riot from the Lord Gittin, we'll see in a moment. And he says, in Lachdi, the Beidin, in the Halomdim, I discussed with the other Tabitha Chacham. And this is what we said. And Yesh Lochish, in the second paragraph there, Shema Tachzi Lusurum and Hogs Arishon. She apparently was perhaps had illicit relations before. Maybe the child came with it. So we know a man's going to settle down. He'll be married. The net gain will be much more, much more positive. And he says this was Shaka Sal Shani. What's he talking about? Gmar Gittin?
So she's not doing anything different than she, with him than she would be doing
with anybody else. Right. But he still felt it saved all the other people. Right? And said, no, the men are not going to sleep with that. It's a married woman.
Well, I'm saying so, yeah. That's why it was not good, but...
Ah, okay. Hang on. That's good.
She's been sleeping
with anyway, yeah, it could be.
Only Sarah,
you're all... Right, it is Sarah, but we don't find exceptions to go on. I'm just saying it's an extenuating circumstance. That's why I'm not arguing. I'm, you know, you're correct. The Gemara is getting, he's turning to the one, getting Lama Chesma out, Lama Chesma Bey, the same as Gemara. Okay? Talk about, we know you're not allowed to release an Evan, right? Lola Ben Tavodu, that's the Gemara where, you know, the Releza released his Evan for Krisha Torah purposes, that was a Parsha Zohar, whatever. Anyway, so who I'm taught, the Hava Pumadisa, the Kamabne Be'in Shia Sura, okay? There was a woman in Pumadisa that people, you know, slept with, okay? And, they wanted to suggest that Abaye said, if not for this din, you're not allowed to be shachir evet, I would say, let give her a get shichur, and she'll marry a Jewish man, and she'll be protected in the Surah. So Ravina said, no, in this case, you're allowed to, because it keeps her away, you shouldn't do it. And the chok was wrong also about Chorin, because it's been a hefker in the Hagubah. So that's the Gemara that the Marie Mish brings as a riot. Even though there's a din in the Torah, right, well, Tavodu, right, you're not allowed to release your evet, call the shachir avdo over basay. But for the net gain, to keep her away from Averis, to keep other people doing Averis with her, so they release their mandate against the din. Okay? Because at this point, as Rashi says in 58, Kofa was Rabba, Mishnah, so we were low level, low level, hard. She was able to marry anyone at that time. There were no admitted Hefkir, Bizlus, and so on. And the Rabba brings it to Aloha, Abba Hilchotava, and Paratas Aloha Vav. The Chain also wrote of Shach Rebbe Kanani, not allowed to release Rebbe Kanani for nothing, but on the second line of that Rabba in 59, okay, mutar the shachol bar mitzvah, but for bar mitzvah you can. I feel this is the very even rabbanon. I got the parsha zohar here.
Something
illegal. Right, right. The
parsha
zohar.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Kriyas Atari, did a minion.
Yeah.
I have to figure. That's one of the cases, right? That's around quotes. Kedon shol asar v'etak mezi. Don't minion. The chayin the Rambam says shivcha shenogim maham minag hefker. People sleep around her. Michshol achotim. It's a michshol about the people that the rabbi should, the master should release. Same thing with Shulchan Aruch. You're a day hilchos avodim to erase some of Zion's fifth ayin test. I'm shachas avod over say usually, but a shivchas avod min hefker you can. Nonetheless, that's that was that there. But not everybody agreed. The Beis Yosef, we have tshuvas from the Beis Yosef called the more famous collection of tshuvas Beis Yosef called Shalos Tshuvas Avkat Brocha. But there's a collection of tshuvas called Shalos Tshuvas Beis Yosef. There aren't even ever done it. From Zinek Subas Simon Aleph. He says that he thinks it's wrong. He responds, he disagrees with Marina. And he says, no, the din is the din. And he thinks that it's wrong. And he said, someone should tell him that it's wrong. And they tell him that it's not, it was the one anymore. Not to pass in this way. He says that's not correct. I mean, you don't bring a right in that case. And get, because I printed in the 463, the children, the Chiddush HaRashbah there in Gittin says, because the whole idea of not releasing your evidence is only because when you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart, but this whole din doesn't apply. And here there's a din, is shulchan aruch, and that's it. So, on the other hand, the Ramah in the Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph brings that kula of the Marimin. Okay, so the machlokas the Beis Yosef and Ramah. Beis Yosef and the Tshuva disagrees, but the Ramah brings it in Hilchos Eben Ezra in Yud Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. The Yesh Lachakum of Keres Luznus Kedeshe Bala Meshama. The husband will protect him. Other ways. Again, this is our issue. I'm not here to pass. I'm just seeing all of these different cases where extenuating circumstances come up in halacha. Just a couple of later tshuvas, we'll wrap up. The note of Yehuda, Adur Tinyana, Eben Chayok, Eben Ezra, Sima, Lam, and Talib, in Prague, he says, a woman, Aldavar, Hazona, Asher, Horal, is known as a prostitute, whatever, a loose woman who became pregnant, the Yisomela Oven, she has no parents, no everyone in the family is poor, and she's going to have this baby now. Basically, she says, she's giving this baby up to the church. Okay, she's giving the baby away to the church. Okay, she can't raise this baby. And now there's somebody who is willing to marry her, even though it's within 24 months, and it's going to keep the baby away, the Jewish male will marry her, so then the Jewish kid is going to go to the church. Right? Lebeis Amin Shalahem, he says, Al Pi Das Tevin, the orphan, I don't know, the church, but it was a Goyish orphanage. Right? That the child's going to be raised as a Goy. Okay? And Ufi Amir Gamazona Zumro Dohi Yesop Heng. Gam he will continue to sleep around and so on and so forth. Okay? But he says, on the one hand, you know, we should do it to save the kid. On the other hand, he says, then every prostitute who gets caught will say, well, I'll give the kid away to the church. You know, then again, the whole thing gets blown out.
What is with the child who says that?
Oh.
He's a...
Right, the Nodi Huda.
You don't know what...
What can do with the child.
But the child can't marry anybody there because... It can be.
We don't know who the child is. So he says, on the one hand, you know, you don't want to be threatened. He quotes the Shulam Aryan, and he says, here too, there's a difference because perhaps there's a difference in dealing with a child and somebody else's future that's at stake, who's again an innocent bystander. The Chacham Sofer in two different shulas, Chelek Beis, the Yeridea, the Mishin Chav Beis, and Chelek Dal, the Ebenezer Beis, in Kuf Chav Hei, deals with a similar type of shilah. Okay, again, also about Menekes Chavero, and he has an interesting point. He says, well, one second, he says we should listen and let the man marry him. Why? He says, well, what's the whole din of Menekes Chavero? Right? It's to protect the child, right? That they'll have enough milk, or the husband will be so rough with her during intercourse, and so on and so forth. So it's as if the baby is saying, well, why are you concerned only about my physical well-being? What about my spiritual well-being? Right? He could say, in the language of Chassam Sofer, "Ef shem etakonos chachamim." I don't want this. I'd rather take my chances with a father, a Jewish father, in effect. Again, this is a business point, in effect. For him, I'd rather take my chance with a Jewish father. Maybe I won't have as much milk or whatever, but at least grow up in a Jewish home. Then, you know, you're going to say, no, can't marry for 24 months. And now she's not going to marry. I'll be sent to... So that's the Chassam Sofer's analysis here. Again, the time is late, but if you want to keep the sheet to look over, again, interesting approach, yeah. Well, let her marry a man less than 24 months within. Same thing with Chassam Sofer's case. Right? And he says, okay, it doesn't apply. But as far as being held to Tarbus Roa, again, that's a little bit questionable. Okay, and then another tshuva in the 66, the other tshuva, Chelek Ebenezer, Chelek Beis, Kuf Chaf Hei, he has a case, Bat Yisrael, Harsel, Zunum, Yishmaeli, Echot, she got the Yishmaeli, an Arab, whatever, made her pregnant and so on, and they want to bring her, and they have, again, a similar type of case, and the Chassam Sofer also allows it. So again, you have to look at these cases very fascinating. Go to the back page, this is Ochoran, also the tshuva about the Chelek Ebenezer, Simon Aleph, the Chulis Be'er Yitzchak. He also mentions there's a sefer called Pachad Yitzchak. They're not the Pachad Yitzchak of Rehutner, but Pachad Yitzchak, a couple hundred years ago, Yitzchak Lamprunti, who wrote, I think, the first, like, Encyclopedia Talmudic, sort of. You know, he has Talmudic phrases and concepts, and explains it. And also, so on the Gila Arai, he collects a number of Chulis on this. On this subject, you know, again, what do we take into account in terms of extenuating circumstances? I'll just end in source 68. This is the Rosh Lech that mentions, I can't cause it myself. The tshuva of the Chelkis Yaakov, or Yaakov Breich, Switzerland. And it's interesting who the tshuva is to. Ha'ahot kvod haram afursam klilam adam isha kog mar Elio Young, shlita, that's by Leo Young. And by Dr. Leo Young from the Jewish Center in New York. Yeah, the tshuva to Leo Young. What's the case? So he sent a shayla, a couple comes to his office, Zug Echabol and Rabbanus fellow, and they want to marry. And meanwhile, they sent out invitations. The wedding is going to be in such and such a hall, such a time, and so on and so forth. And when the rabbi looked into the situation, it turns out Mizvar Shakalo Mizgar Sharak Barakos in a previous marriage, he didn't have a proper get. It was just a civil divorce. Lo Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Not only that, but of course, Chutzal Zeh Baal Hashem Hu Kohen, this new husband, of course, the Kohen. Okay, so now what's the question? Kamuvan Sharab Lo Yisad Kedushin Kedol. No wonder that rabbi can officiate this wedding. However, look at this line here. Baramba Varasin Rabba Rasu Yesh. Play on words. Ra Bonim. Ra Bonim. Ra Resh Aleph Bonim. Ra Bonim. Reform him. Ra Bonim. Okay, evil children, so to speak. Reform him. And they'll do the wedding. They'll officiate it such a wedding. They'll care about these demons. So he says, what's going to happen here is the wedding is going to go on. Then Rabbi Young won't do it, so they'll find the reform. Rabbi down the block will do it. So Young wants to know as follows. Can he? Now, the only thing is they want to do it in this hall because the invitations went out already.
Up the block.
Oh, that right? That right from the center. Okay, so no problem. So up the block, they can find someone who'll perform this wedding. So, but apparently they want to do it in this particular hall because sent out so he can up to the following. He said the woman agreed to get a get from the first husband. But now the problem is going to get a get from the first husband, but the husband is coming. So what are you supposed to do? That's the shahra was sent. Because on one hand, if it's to do nothing, so she'll get married to this guy, she's an Eishes Ish. Right? Eishes Ish is a much more stronger violation than a grusha with a coin. Right? So at least he'll get a get. He'll save her from being with Eishes Ish with a coin. It's still, well, okay. So that was really the question, right? So that was the issue. He could say Rav Meisher's issue. Towards the bottom, I have three parts of the question. He's not going to officiate, that's for sure. But in there, he can get her to get the get, and then whatever happens, happens. Should he help her get the get, right? It's not commission, but omission, right? Yeah, it was omission. I'm saying, help her get the get. Okay. No, because I guess he knows that they're going to do this, right? They're going to get married, so to make the fun of the system.
So they get married.
Right, okay, yeah, hold on. All right. Then he says that faith in Efshem Mechulavulat came, like you're saying, if they didn't know he's a nation fish, right? At the end, he basically says that since it's indirect, he brings them together and all of it. Mr. Tolan Misayez, he's maker. But again, obviously, these are all extenuating circumstances. You have time, you take the choose home and read them. Very, very fascinating cases. I'll just end with the following. At the end of the day, it seems to me, and I'm not talking, and I hope never to have to do any of these kinds of cases, but you see that sometimes the extenuating circumstances are something to give consideration to. The Prophet says in Tillim, he said, it's a paraclone of all parts of Zion. To cause the carriage to home rabba, other than the Shia Shem. Mishlotecha to home rabba. What does that mean? Your judgment plumbs the depth. The answer is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, when rendering judgment, see all the tota'os. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his judgment is fair. Like, we know cases, right? Somebody does a crime, they have to go to jail, but you know, his wife gets hurt, his children get hurt, but okay, we can't run, we have to run the world based on what we can do. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba. He can look at all the, you know, figure out how to punish with all the ramifications. You know, because we can't do that. That's the major Sanchum and Pasha and Shalom as well, the famous statement. Ain't a dying on Asha, ain't a rose. A dying has to look at what's in front of them, and we're judge accordingly. So then the interesting questions, and the theme is sometimes the same way the circumstances are being brought up. But again, each rove has, each postmate has to look at it, and sometimes they have to go to people who have experience to see how they handle these cases. Now, go to the rove.